Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Raheemi, Mark Grody, who you just heard, joining us live from Alice Hall. And I do want to share a bit of a conversation that really is inspired by what Mark Grody just talked about. He said, players are mad that they lost to the Packers last time around, last week. It was technically last calendar week. I feel like I can say that. But when you talk about the NFL weeks, then that implies the Browns. The point is, it's recently.
You're confusing me right now.
It's the Sunday before last.
Okay, I can roll with that.
All right, so Sunday before last, they're mad from that game. They stayed mad from that game. And they kept that same energy when I saw a great crowd at Moretti's in Edison Park for Football After Dark on Tuesday night. It was Noah Sewell who came out, and he was fantastic. Noah, linebacker, of course, for the Bears. He's up to 57 total tackles. His season high was 11 against the Cowboys. He had 10 against the Vikings. He stepped up when we see, as we talked about it with Mark Grody, an injured linebacking core has not always been at 100%. And the crowd was great at Moretti's in Edison Park, brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Remy Martin. We couldn't have had a better group for this. It was a fun vibe, and Noah came in with that energy. When we started talking to him immediately, the first thing he said was, blank the Packers, except it wasn't a blank. So that's where they're at with this.
Probably wasn't the word love either.
No, it was not. They are still very much mad that they lost that game. And I think that is a good energy to keep. You know, Ben Johnson, we ask all the time, is he petty? How does that filter out to the rest of the team? And that fired up nature that we saw is there. Like when I talked to Noah the whole time for like about an hour that we had him about the loss to the Packers, about the attitude of the team now compared to, you know, when he was here, when he was drafted in 2023, you can tell that this is a game that is absolutely the thing that is motivating them. And they're thinking about, in every, I would assume, waking free moment, based on how I talk to him.
I want to know what his vibe was in terms of going from being maybe a guy who's getting interviewed to there's fans, so you're interacting with fans as well.
Well, and that was part of it. We had great questions from the fans. There were some times, because it's Football After Dark, you can speak a little more freely, so there were some earmuff moments for the kids. Kids don't cuss like that in public.
Wait, there were kids there?
Yeah.
Like, what age kids would you guess?
I would say from about 8 or 9.
And they were listening to the... I guess nothing worse than you would hear in an actual game, right? Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, and that happens. And hey, it's Football After Dark. They're with their parents, so their parents can tell them what they feel like. It was a wonderful conversation with Noah. It wasn't just about that. He also just, again, reiterated, you can tell how much the players who are not new to the team this year. I got to talk to Nashawn Wright. He wasn't here last year. How much they believe in Ben Johnson and the coaching staff, how much he likes Dennis Allen. And Nashawn Wright, of course, echoed that. Dennis Allen drawing up blitzes for people is a love language, you know, trying to utilize their strengths and motivate them in different ways. And that's been also something that we've seen take place.
Wow. That sounds fun, but it also sounds very informative.
It really was. And Noah Sewell also let us in on some information.
What you got?
Number one, apparently it was the Bears offensive line who convinced Ben Johnson to take his shirt off.
Wait. In real time, or this is something they had been getting on him about for a while?
In real time. They were the ones who egged him on.
Wow. Okay, so maybe this was not a Ben Johnson decision. Maybe this is a Ben Johnson coercion. Is that fair?
He also said that he thought that Ben Johnson had been working on working out for the moment.
Oh my goodness, so this is a true story where he's like, all right, I got about a month or so to get things together.
So it may have been the fact that they were coercing him or egging him on for a while, but the Bears offensive line, especially when we're talking about Drew Dahlman, who should be in the Pro Bowl, and Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney, who probably might be in the Pro Bowl. I'm like, guys, whatever you say, listen to these people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're taking me down a rabbit hole.
Darnell Wright?
The Ben Johnson news is taking me down a rabbit hole, because now I'm wondering, was he on a cut, like an active cut, since the day that he was asked by the Wiener Circle, you know, if you do this, we'll feed the city? He's like, all right, I need to really watch what I eat from now on. Like, has this been an ongoing thing to get to this point in which his shirt comes off?
Here's the issue. We're not going to learn that from Ben Johnson.
I think we will. I think if you ask Ben Johnson straight up.
Like, did you have a workout and diet plan before you reached that pivotal moment in the locker room?
It's not even that hard. It's just, did you change anything after you understood that if you took your shirt off, people would be fed?
Because we knew he worked out.
He already works out. That's what I'm saying.
Ryan Poles talked about that from like the very moment he hired him. He talked about his weight room routine and how it seems to kind of match that intensity. So that was courtesy of Noah Sewell. And then he also, Noah's story about growing up in Samoa and then coming here with his family when he was a child is really moving. The Athletic actually has a really good story from 2019. Before he got to Oregon, where he wanted to play with his brother Panay, and they didn't get to because of the pandemic. If you want to check it out, it's a really informative article and talks a lot about just the family moving together. He's one of five kids, and he's the youngest of five, four brothers and one sister. And he talked about how he thought that he was going to get to play in Oregon, never thought that he would end up in the same division as his brother, Panay, who plays for the Lions. And then he told us that he wants to get a trick play in. He's like, you do it for my brother. Why can't you do it for me? So are we on the watch, guys? Are we on the lookout for a possible Noah Sewell trick play this weekend?
I would love that. I'd bring back the trick plays. I'm mad that, who was it that got cut, the cut block? Remember where Caleb Williams ends up throwing a touchdown, but obviously it was designed to go to an offensive lineman? That was just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, when Ben Johnson said... When Theo Benedict was
he was the number one read.
He goes, that was a big man touchdown. And then he goes, I was about to say fat man touchdown. And I'm like, but didn't you just say fat man touchdown?
No, he's saying, I am aware that my language matters and I'm going to say big man as opposed to fat man.
It's like I said, when it comes to protect, when did heavy go out of style?
I love heavy.
Amen. So wonderful conversation with Noah Sewell, talked about his family, what his dad meant to him. His dad was a football coach who moved because he knew their family moved to the States because they knew they had potential to end up playing football professionally. And it's worked out in an incredible way. And he said that his dad still texts him and his brother before every single game, a message of motivation and to fire them up. So just a wonderful conversation with Noah. He had advice to the kids, too. He said, if somebody tells you not to do something that's not true, you can do it. And he talked about his size because he plays at a bigger size for a linebacker and how hard he worked to get to this point. So it was just a fantastic moment with Noah, and yes, can confirm that they are still very mad about that loss to the Packers. Soldier Field is going to be so much fun on Saturday night. And a trick play, if they run a trick play that works, I can't even imagine what that atmosphere is going to be like.
As long as they win, Layla. As long as they win.
Here's the thing. Saturday night, everybody's going to be out.
Lathered up, as
they
say.
The city's going to be drunk no matter what the result of the game is.
Things could go really, really well, or really, really poorly, or both. Or both.
The friend game plan. Like, just know you're not getting a Bears video Saturday night, okay? There's only so much I can do. I need that.
Are you going out for the game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where will you be?
I don't want to talk about it yet, because okay. we have a couple of plans in the mix. I think you may already know one of the choices.
I can surmise and guess.
Yes, you can. In the meantime, we have more coming up here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Our friend Carmen Vitale, our NFC North reporter, she works for Marquee Sports Network and Fox Sports Radio, is in studio with us next. And I got some questions to ask her about something Kirk Cousins said that I think a lot of us need to hear. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.